This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.
It's 3:20. This is ESPN 1530, the Ortho Cincy Mo Egger Show. By the way, I got a tweet here from Christine Combs. It says she'll start listening at 3:20. So welcome, Christine. Nice to have you. Nice to have Eric Wood with us. Elder Panther, Louisville Cardinal, former Buffalo Bill, now the color analyst on Buffalo Bills radio broadcast for their network. He also has a very good podcast as well that I listened to for a bit this morning, interviewing Von Miller. This has to be, I mean, first of all, Eric Wood, tremendous success story as a broadcaster. In fact, it was a piece 2 weeks ago, three years before the Bengals-Bills were supposed to play, about his broadcasting career in The Athletic, and it compares him to Dave Lapham. He has become the Dave Lapham of Buffalo. So it's so good to have you as a Cincinnati guy. Calling this particular game on Sunday has to be awesome for you.
It is really cool, and I thought it was going to happen last year in the AFC Championship game in Buffalo, but 13 seconds decided the Bills' fate at the end of that Kansas City game, and it didn't happen. So, I'm going up to Buffalo. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and commute to the Bills games to call them, and I'll be with a number of Bills fans on the way, or Bengals fans, sorry, on the way up and back. So, it'll be unique. I have friends with the Bengals organization, have so much respect for the organization, what they've built to be in this position now. So it'll be a fun one, and it's funny. I go on Cincinnati radio stations, and I'm a Bills guy, and then I do my weekly radio hits for the Buffalo station, and they call them my Bengals. So it's funny how that goes both ways.
Well, I guess there are worse things. You were in town for the game that obviously was canceled, and I think it's awesome that as we talk about this game, things are going extraordinarily well with DeMar Hamlin. He's been in the facility. That is fantastic. Walk me through your experience that night at Paycor Stadium.
It was unbelievable. I showed up for the game. I was driving back to Louisville after the game, so I parked in a general parking lot, was walking through the tailgates, and, I mean, that atmosphere was absolutely electric. And then, ultimately, less than 10 minutes into the game, it's dead silent in that stadium, and I just got to commend both teams' training staffs, medical staffs, the coaching staffs, the captains of the teams for handling that situation so admirably in an unprecedented situation. No one knew how to navigate that situation at the time because it was unprecedented. And the reaction by the fans, I walked out with everyone to the parking lot, and generally there's one in every crowd, but I was so impressed with my hometown of Cincinnati and the way everyone handled a situation when everyone was so excited for that Monday Night Football game, one of the most anticipated Monday Night Football games of all time. And then the first matchup between Allen and Burrow, and then all of a sudden it comes to a halt. And no one in the stands was griping on the way out. All the compassion was for that young man, DeMar Hamlin, that was on the field. So it was a traumatic night. I was completely shook to the core, but as the week went on, the news got progressively better, and then that game against the Patriots turned into a celebration, starting off with a bang with Nyheim Hines running his first ever kickoff return back for a touchdown in his career, and he does it on the opening kickoff. And it was a special day and a special moment celebrating Lamar that day.
No question about that. Eric Wood is with us, Bengals and Bills. He's got the call for the Bills radio network. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of this football game. Start with Josh Allen, because there are a billion things to love about Josh Allen. And so I'm watching the Miami game, and then it looks like they're going to truck the Dolphins. And then he starts making some mistakes, and he's been prone to some of them this year, I think specifically in the red zone. When he's made mistakes, is there a common denominator? Are the interceptions all on him? Is he taking too many chances? Walk me through this.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's taking too many chances, but the Bills want him to play his game. They want to have that hyper-competitiveness come out in him. That's what makes Josh great. he just got to rein in that decision-making at the right times. And the Bills are on an 8-game win streak. The Bengals on a 9-game win streak, I believe. And through the first 5 games of the Bills' win streak, they only had 3 turnovers. In the last 3 games of this win streak, they've had 9. They're playing with fire right now, and that's got to stop this week against the Bengals or else they'll get beat. You can't have a 3-turnover performance in an evenly matched game like this is, with both teams having top-tier quarterbacks and top-tier talent. You just can't turn that ball over. But the unique situation with Cincinnati and Buffalo is they both got their quarterback for the future. Neither team would trade their quarterback for the other, and that's what makes it so special, both these franchises, which I believe, and this isn't just because these are two of the places that I lived most of my life, I believe the NFL is better when teams like Cincinnati and Buffalo are good and they have top-tier quarterbacks, because these are the passionate fan bases that make the NFL so special.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, I sort of feel like the fan base that suffers the loss on Sunday is going to root for whoever does win this football game. Maybe I'm wrong about that. It's funny, I was thinking about this listening to you talk to Von Miller, because he's not going to play. He's injured, which, I mean, from a Cincinnati perspective, given the injuries on the offensive line, you certainly wish, you know, every player was healthy, but he could wreak havoc, I guess, against some of the backups the Bengals have out there. But this Buffalo defense, it feels like they operate outside of Buffalo rather anonymously. I'm not sure that that should be the case. What is the strength of this Buffalo defense?
Yeah, I mean, this defense is led at this point by their two linebackers. Last year, you would have likely said it was the secondary. Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and Tre'Davious White have all been all-pro throughout their career. They draft Kyir Elam, their cornerback starting opposite of Tre'Davious White, in the first round. So last year, you would have said the secondary. The Bills go into this season, they had five free agent defensive linemen, including Von Miller. 3 of their top draft choices the last 3 years have been defensive linemen. So going into this year, we thought it would be the defensive line with Von Miller getting hurt. That's changed things a bit. But these two linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano have been spectacular this season, and they've been the strength of the defense. And the Bengals have 2 great linebackers as well in Pratt and Wilson. Milano and Edmonds, to me, though, they're the cream of the crop. As far as a duo at linebacker, they're as good as it gets.
Having played the position or been a part of the position group, you could speak to this, because the big thing for the Bengals is, since the Cincinnati-Buffalo game got canceled, the Bengals have lost 2 offensive linemen, no Alex Kappa, no Jonah Williams, obviously no Lyle Collins either. How hard is it, from the standpoint of somebody who played the spot and played it so well, to on the fly build chemistry? I know these guys have been a part of the team all season long, the guys who are going to be playing, but how difficult is it when you're going to have to do it on the road and for this 5-man unit itself, the first time they will have started a game together?
Yeah, I think it's going to be difficult on them, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said on the road, because at home you're operating off of a cadence. You get a great jump on the snap. On the road, generally the defensive line, based upon your silent cadence, can get a great jump themselves. So that makes it even tougher, as well as there's a lot of communication that goes on at the line of scrimmage with the offensive line and the quarterback. That's going to be really tough at Highmark Stadium this weekend based upon the noise. Now, you know, I thought in the second half last week, the Bengals' offensive line, now they were aided by Burrow getting rid of the ball fast, but he's done that the entire year. They played pretty well. You know, you have guys coming into the game, you know, Carmen in particular at left tackle. You know, he's listed as a guard, and he went in there and played pretty well. You know, I'm not saying it was perfect, but, you know, the guys that they have coming in, I believe it's something like 16 to 33 starts when you talk about these new guys coming in. So it's not a completely inexperienced backup group, except for Carmen at left tackle.
One more. You probably don't remember this, but when you retired as a player, we called you. We wanted to talk about your decision to hang it up, the Bills, your career. And we lamented, at least I did, that the Keg of Nails series wasn't happening anymore. And I said to you, if UC and Louisville play again, we're going to make a wager, Skyline Chili wager. We're not counting that Fenway Bowl, right? That game was too weird to count.
Oh, come on. No, we'll count it. I mean, if this was a Jeff Ruby's bet, maybe we'd throw it out. But we can, I'll accept payment on the Skyline Chili bet. But, yeah, you guys, so Scott Satterfield, the new coach of the Bearcats, was a neighbor of mine when he was coaching the Cardinals, and we're great friends with him and his wife, Beth, and what a great man to represent the program. I know everyone's upset that Luke Fickell will no longer be there, but I'm hoping that Scott Satterfield can continue his success at UC. My dad's a UC grad, and when they're not playing Louisville, and especially now that they're not in the same conference, it's easy for me to root for my Bearcats. I miss Louisville and Cincinnati being good in basketball. What a fun rivalry that was when you had Huggins and Patino and Crum and that cast there. But, you know, I'm hoping that both these programs, especially basketball side, can get back. And then there's optimism for both football programs. UC's excited about Scott Satterfield coming in, and the University of Louisville's excited about Jeff Brohm coming back in.
Yeah, well, you know, we pounded you guys in basketball in Maui. Should we not count that because Kenny Payne's got a rebuilding job on his hands?
Ooh, I mean, we were talking the keg and nails bet, but that counts. That definitely counts, and everybody's pounding the Cards this year in basketball, and hopefully Kenny can get some recruits in there because, you know, when you're on probation for 5 years and the NCAA just leaves you in limbo, and every recruit that you go out and try and get, there's cross-recruiting against you saying, look, you're probably not even going to be able to play in the NCAA tournament. You know, what's going to happen when they dock you a bunch of scholarships? Maybe you'll be the odd man out. It's been so hard for U of L to recruit in basketball lately. Plus, you have Patino being fired, David Padgett coaches for a year, Max there for a couple of years. Now you have Kenny Payne, all the turnover. I'm hoping this offseason we can bring in some reinforcements because they're in a world of hurt right now.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. Awesome having you on. It's been fun watching you succeed post-football, and I hope we can do it again down the road, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, Bo.
I appreciate the time. Eric Wood, Buffalo Bills Network color analyst, and an Elder Panther. Always good to catch up with him. It is 29 minutes away from 4 o'clock. Chad Brendel coming up in about 15 minutes on Mo Egger, Ortho Cincy Mo Egger's show on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.
This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.